The WBEN All Local.
All Local.
A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
And joining us right now on WBEN, John Hitchcock, meteorologist at the National Weather Service. John, looks like nonstop rain for the next day and a half.
Yeah, good morning, Brian and Susan. It will be a wet one this morning. We have areas of moderate rain moving through Western New York. That will continue through much of the day today. The heaviest rain is going to fall from this morning through early to mid-afternoon. We could have some soaking downpours, so that will lead to a pretty slow drive into work this morning, it looks like. It will be very windy as well, winds gusting 35 to 45 miles per hour out of the southeast this morning.
So kind of a messy day, it looks like. Flood concerns across Western New York, where are you watching?
Yeah, we're concerned the flood concerns relatively minor at this point. Fortunately, the rainfall yesterday and last night underperformed, but we still do have some periods of heavy rain today that might add up to an inch or an inch and a quarter of additional rainfall. So that might lead to some minor flooding in poor drainage areas and urban areas. So some of those railroad underpasses in the city of Buffalo and any other poor drainage, low-lying areas. And the rivers will start to come up later today through tonight in response to this rainfall. So there's a chance that a few rivers might approach bank full later today through tonight.
When does all of that subside?
Most of the rain will taper off as we go through the evening hours. And then overnight tonight through tomorrow, on and off light rain that will gradually transition to wet snow, first across higher terrain and then progressing to lower elevations. And then that on and off wet snow continues all day Thursday into Friday, even into Saturday morning. It will mix with rain occasionally during the day. Any accumulation will be fairly minor for the lower elevations. We might get enough to just whiten the grass, especially Thursday night through Friday morning, and maybe a few inches in the higher terrain.
Okay, and everyone wants to know, Monday, all this rain, you might be thinking a little, oh man, not going to be able to see this eclipse, but do we have an early look?
Yeah, the Monday forecast still looks good as far as weather goes and temperatures go. We're going to warm up quite a bit over the weekend, so we might be in the 60s by Monday, and it looks like a dry day. Cloud cover is still very much in question. It looks like there will be increasing clouds coming in from the west. How thick those clouds are and how many clouds there are, still way too early to determine that. So how our viewing is remains to be seen, and we probably won't know those details for at least a few more days.
Okay. John, thank you for the update. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. John Hitchcock, meteorologist at the National Weather Service.
Okay, we'll be watching that eclipse forecast for you throughout the next week here on WBEN. Well, four dead at least, hundreds more injured in Taiwan after a powerful 7.4 magnitude quake.
Video clips posted to social media so far show that at least two buildings in Hualien of eastern Taiwan had collapsed or tilted to a very dangerous angle. Some residents are stuck inside, but latest reports show that at least some people have been rescued out. Falling debris from decades-old buildings in the capital city of Taipei and other cities like Keelung in the north were also reported. Joyce Huang, ABC News, Taipei, Taiwan.
The village of Kenmore is proposing a more than 5% property tax increase for homeowners. The proposal was talked about at a board meeting last night. The budget proposal in Kenmore would see taxes go up 5.42%, increasing taxes for the average homeowner by about $100 a year. The village already saw a 5.2% tax hike last year, meaning it would be the second year in a row that the tax hike exceeded the state's 2% cap, requiring a special vote for approval. The village has until May 1st to approve the budget, which would take effect in June.
Well, you've seen the signs on the roads. Now, state police and others making one last push to ease traffic before and after Monday's eclipse. Here's WBEN's Brayton Wilson.
The New York State Department of Transportation will be among the different number of agencies working with state police on Monday to provide a safe, efficient, and effective travel control for all of Western New York before, during, and after the total solar eclipse. Acting Regional Director Jim Rusak says one of the resources the DOT will be providing for eclipse efforts is highway emergency local patrol trucks that will be staged along the major roadways throughout the area beginning at 7 a.m. on Monday.
It's all about quick clearance. You know, anytime we have a stopped vehicle on the shoulder, even if it's not blocking the lane, that causes friction for the traffic that's trying to flow by, and it can have a real impact. So staying ahead of those issues, getting those vehicles moving is the key, and those trucks are equipped to do that. They can change tires, they can add fuel, whatever they need to do to get a person back on the road and moving.
In addition, state State Police is making strike teams available in a number of high traffic areas that will help coordinate traffic or assist in other efforts along with the state DOT.
Some of them may have different components. Some strike teams might be commercial vehicle unit. Some strike teams might be traffic incident management members. There are going to be specialties within some of the strike teams depending on where they are, but that's for us kind of to know on the inside. It's easy for not only us, but our outside helpers to kind of like look at it really quick and know like, okay, this is kind of how things pan out toward the end.
That's State Trooper Jim O'Callaghan. So what advice is O'Callaghan offering for anyone that may be planning to travel to take in the eclipse this Monday?
Pack your patience, arrive early, stay late. We want this to be the safest possible outcome. And that's why we're bringing in all this additional staffing. That's why we're going to be at a lot of intersections. That's why we're going to be assisting with the departments, not only for traffic, but also for safety. Safety is paramount for this whole thing.
More on traffic measures ahead of the total solar eclipse is available for you online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Well, nowhere in Western New York is the eclipse generating excitement like Niagara Falls. WBEN's Tom Puckett is here with that.
The last time Niagara Falls, Ontario had a crowd this big was 12 years ago when Nick Wallenda crossed the falls on a high wire. Mayor Jim Diodati says he's expecting a much bigger crowd for Monday's total solar eclipse.
Well, we're expecting upwards of a million people to be here that day. A major U.S. documentary company that's covering this has covered many of these types of eclipses, and they've told us to expect 8 to 9 times the biggest crowd you've ever had.
Diodati has issued a state of emergency for his city for Monday.
We've got our police, our fire, ambulance, all of our municipal and regional workers. We've got a lot of people being redeployed to be prepared for the big crowd. So there'll be a lot of traffic, a lot of people. And what we're doing, we're asking people to come prepared.
No state of emergency declared yet in Niagara Falls, USA, but Mayor Rob Restaino says his departments are ready.
Police, fire, the Department of Public Works, we've gotten great cooperation from our state partners, not just at state parks, but state police and the state park police, county sheriff's office. So I think we're going to try to make it safe. We'll do our best to make it run as smoothly as possible.
Restaino has a key goal in mind.
With all of our public safety partners, we're hoping to be able to move traffic. It'll be slow, but it will be steady, and will help to move people in as well as move them out once it's all over.
Hear how both cities are trying to get people to stick around after the eclipse online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
Tom, thank you, and we'll be your home for the total solar eclipse right here throughout on WBEN. Well, the New York presidential primary in the books, and the numbers are just about as expected. Former President Trump won the Republican primary with 82% of the vote. Nikki Haley still getting nearly 13% of the vote from state Republicans. And President Biden won the Democratic primary with 91% of the vote here.
And someone could get really, really rich tonight. We're looking at the Powerball.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot is just shy of $1.1 billion, and it could be even bigger by the time of the drawing. If you hit all of the numbers and you opt for the lump sum cash payment, it's just over $527 million, of course, before Uncle Sam gets his cut. Now your reality check, you're more likely to get struck by lightning than win the big prize.
Ooh, okay. Derry Albinger there.
That's always the one they go to. You're more likely to be struck by lightning than to win the power. Like, thanks for reminding me every single time.
The exclusive WBN 7 weather forecast calls for periods of rain, windswept at times, some patchy areas of dense fog. Kind of a gloomy day, the high temperature near 50. And those wind gusts, especially along the Chautauqua Ridge, will be up around 40 miles per hour. An inch of rain is possible before the day is out. Rain will mix with some wet snow later tonight and will accumulate in the hills, accounting to a couple of inches. It stays a bit on the breezy side, the low temperature in the mid-30s. Thursday brings scattered areas of rain and wet snow, the high temperature near 40 with a northeasterly wind. With your exclusive WBN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols.
Joining us this morning, Jim Rusak, who's the acting regional director for the State Department of Transportation. We're talking about traffic during the eclipse this upcoming Monday. Jim, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. You know, it's been talked about for well over a year now, the potential traffic impact of the eclipse and what you should expect to see in Western New York. And I kind of want to go back to when you started this planning and you looked at other communities that were maybe like the size of Buffalo, like Western New York, that have experienced a total solar eclipse before. What did you see there, and what did it lead you to expect here in Western New York?
Good morning, and thank you for having me. Yes, so we have done extensive research regarding previous eclipse events, and in any of the large urban areas that have experienced a total solar eclipse, we can expect that there's going to be a very large influx of travelers coming into the area. I can't stress strongly enough that everyone that's in this area should expect delays. No matter how robust our plans are, there will be delays on Monday through the eclipse event. And that's based on previous experience in other urban areas.
I'm sure you're planning for anything to happen, but where's your highest level of concern for traffic chaos? Could it be the 190 near Niagara Falls?
That is definitely an area of concern. You know, the Niagara Falls, and I would say also the Outer Harbor, are probably our biggest concerns for Monday.
Well, you have those two big areas of concern. What are some of the things that people should watch out for? Because we know some roads, some exits, different things will be closed on Monday. What are the main ones that you're trying to get the word out about right now?
So the only planned closure at this point is Route 5 off the Skyway, the first exit to the Outer Harbor. We know from experience that during times of heavy travel, that ramp will back up onto the Skyway and cause issues. So we're going to be closing that ramp and pushing traffic to the next exit. That gives a little bit more length for that traffic to build up before it becomes an issue. Other areas, you know, we have plans to divert traffic as needed as we observe what traffic is doing, and we do have plans up around Niagara Falls to do that as well.
Was there any thought at all about closing the Skyway?
It was discussed. You know, I think the feeling is that closing the Skyway would probably cause more issues than it would alleviate. You know, we do have plans to have the state troopers, our partners at New York State Police, closely monitoring and making sure. You know, one concern is that vehicles may be tempted to stop on the Skyway for the view, and that's definitely something that we need to avoid.
I'm wondering, you mentioned some of the areas you're expecting a lot of trouble. When I think about the eclipse, I'm kind of thinking Niagara Falls, because that would be the one area where if you're going to get a lot of people from all over, you'd have people coming from perhaps Canada down across the border. You have all the international travelers who want to go to Niagara Falls to see the falls. And then you get the eclipse. It's like a twofer right in there. And I think of that more so than a random location in the city of Buffalo or somewhere else in Western New York that would be really attractive to people. Are you seeing that, hearing that? And how do you get a sense of that before it happens? Because sure, you can look at hotel rooms or this or that, but until the day comes, is there a way of knowing?
Unfortunately, there really isn't. You know, we can make our best guess. You know, we can anticipate where the traffic problems will be, but you know, it's really hard to predict human activity. You know, what decisions they're going to make on that day.
Are we going to see more tow trucks out on Monday? More, I think I heard the term help trucks yesterday.
Yes. Yep. That's definitely part of our plan. We have five help trucks that work for the department that will be in the area. We've got trucks that will be on the Kensington, on 290, on Route 5 and 190, and also the Niagara Scenic Parkway. So these trucks, they're not tow trucks, but they're a service truck that has fuel, and you know, they're able to jump start vehicles. They're able to change tires. Anything that they can do quickly to get those cars moving again. So they will be cycling through the area and addressing any issues that they see. In addition, we do have tow trucks that are on standby with the department that will be ready to respond quickly as well.
What do you think the biggest issue is really going to be? Is it, you know, loads of traffic? Because, you know, we deal with, like at a Bills game, say, you know, there's upwards of 80,000 people all leaving at about the same time, you know, to not that many different roads. You're either going north or south pretty much out of a Bills game. That's a lot of people all leaving one area at once, and it's very busy, but you know, I don't know if it's ever really like gridlocked. You're waiting in traffic outside the stadium, but then you get kind of get moving after a while. Or is it maybe accidents caused by people driving, and then the eclipse happens, and they look up and, hey, oh, wow, and then boom, they're in the rear fender of whoever was in front of them.
So, you know, we're hearing numbers anywhere from 500,000 to a million additional visitors to the area, to Western New York area during the eclipse. If folks take heed of the warnings, you know, arrive early, stay late, that will definitely help. You know, if we can get folks to get to their destination, hunker down, and enjoy the eclipse without having to move around and then to stagger their departures, that's going to help a lot. But with that number of travelers coming into the area, I like I said before, we really strongly anticipate that there are going to be some traffic delays that folks need to be prepared for.
Well, Jim, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having us. And like I said, you know, can't say it enough. Arrive early, stay late, and bring your patience. Come prepared. You know, bring snacks in your car. Do whatever you need to do to hunker down.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, Jim, thank you again. Jim Rusak with the State Department of Transportation joining us live this morning.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.